Today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
The man walked the floor and told us that agitation is a part of it. Aggravation is a part of it. Those of you that get aggravated and want to leave, remember, when you make your boss look good, you'll be promoted. Even if your boss gets on your nerves, you don't walk off the job and say, I'm going home, check me out later. No, you finish your course. You go in the bathroom and pray like those women out at NASA did, the Hidden Figures.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Trust, the Result of Accountability. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Proverbs chapter 27, verses 17 through 18.
That is Proverbs chapter 27, looking at verse 17 and 18. Thank you, Lord. We want to read first out of the New International Version of the Bible and then the Message Bible, same verses. And the word of the Lord out of Proverbs 27 and verse 17 reads like this, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. He who tends a fig tree will eat its fruit, and he who looks after the master or his master will be honored. He who looks after his master or is a good steward will be honored. The message says it like this. You use steel to sharpen steel, and or friends, and one friend sharpens another. If you care for your orchard, you will eat its fruit. If you honor your boss, you will be honored. I didn't get any amens on that one. Oh my God. If you honor your boss, you will be honored. But Bishop, I can't stand them. I know. Be a good steward. And then Ecclesiastes chapter 4, New International Version as well, and then the message afterwards. Ecclesiastes 4 verse 9. Two are better than one because they have a good reason, a good return for their work. Verse 10. If one falls, his friend can help him up, but pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up. The message reads like this. It's better to have a partner than go it alone. I can't get no help with that one. Share the work, share the bills, share the problems, share the wealth. That means when you get 10,000, you don't keep it. Share it. Verse 10, and if one falls down, the other helps. But if there is no one to help, tough. If you don't have anybody to help, tough on you. Look at it, two in a bed warm each other. Alone you shiver all night. You shiver all night. I'm already preaching. Say two are better than one. As I'm dealing with stewardship, we've covered several things. Like ownership, God is in charge. And then responsibility, your response to God's mandate to be a good steward. Responsibility. Today we need to deal with accountability. The message is entitled, Trust the Result of Accountability. Trust the Result of Accountability. As we deal with the series Stewardship 101. Father, I give you praise for the release to teach with accuracy today. Use me for your glory. Less of me and more of you. We bless you, Lord. My heart sings hallelujah as you align our church for this season. We must endure and we must be good stewards. You use it to tweak us, to develop us, to help us to overcome. So let this mature message mature us. For the man who takes care of a fig tree will eat the fruit thereof. Those who lack discipline in taking care of the field will starve when harvest time comes. Thank you for your word, and I give you praise for it. Have your way in this place and through the teaching. We get the growth and you get the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, I often, years ago, used to confess the word, this is my Bible, it is the word of God. It is God speaking to me, producing life in those who will hear it. I can do what it says I can do. I'm all that it says that I am. So then faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Y'all don't know the rest? That's right. I choose to agree with the word of God. And I choose to disagree with any thought, condition, or circumstance contrary to the word of God. What? My manager knew my, what? What? My mind is renewed. My heart is receptive to the word of God. I can't quit. What? Somebody remembers. My God. Was that Doris? Mm. All right. All right, little sister. All right. I'm excited about that. I can't quit. Say, I can't quit. There's too much life in me. Yes, thank you, Lord. These are powerful passages concerning stewardship, and I read to you out of the New International Version and the Message Bible. That is Proverbs, place it in your notes, Proverbs chapter 27 and verse 17 and 18. And then we went to Ecclesiastes, the wisdom of Solomon, chapter 4, verse 9 and 10. I think we even went down to verse 11 in the Message Bible. Two are better. Two in a bed are warm, can warm each other. Alone, you shiver all night. Stewardship without leadership, accountability, is mute. It weakens the church. Let me say it again. Stewardship without leadership, accountability, weakens the church. It weakens systems. It weakens families. It weakens any hope of a favorable outcome. Stewardship is important. It is so important that without leadership accountability, it weakens the church. It weakens systems. systems that we put in place or our processes, if we don't inspect what we expect and manage it well, you'll see bottlenecks and things getting clogged up. Pipes that should be open will get clogged up, and movement will slow down, and we will waste resources and time. We'll be in the same place that we were last year this time, when we should be mounting up like wings of an eagle and flying high above circumstances. Stewardship helps the system to work better. It helps accountability, helps families to function at that high level, and it also helps our hope in Jesus that we will have a beneficial, a favorable outcome. I want to introduce something to you, that management without leadership accountability can be dangerous. Absolute power corrupts absolutely, and a leader that does not have accountability can hurt an organization. We've seen it all. We've seen Bitcoin, the one of the young men that start some type of currency. I'm not saying it's Bitcoin. I don't remember all of it. I just know he tried to buy a villa down in the Bahamas with somebody else's money, because he was young and powerful, but he had no boundaries. Took billions of dollars buying stuff, falsifying documents, because there is no accountability. And I've seen it in church, because I've been in the church for over 40 years. I'm going to say maybe 50 years, more than 50. That doesn't mean that I was a good church member. It just means I was sitting in the building. But I had a chance to view it, the parade of the church. Propaganda in the church, shifts and changes in moods, in style, in functionality, in creativity. I've seen an elevation and an evolution. I've also seen the church in its worst times. And I've seen how leadership accountability is important to managing people. Every leader should have an accountability partner. And every person in the church should have someone that can look at you and not be impressed with you. Because iron sharpens iron. Steel should be put next to steel. And if steel is next to an inferior material, then the inferior material, if it had voice, would scream about what's fair and what's not fair. When iron is next to iron, the iron doesn't cry when there's a grind. The iron doesn't get upset when there's friction. I think the man who preached his soul out last week, my God, we still feasting on that message. The man walked the floor and told us that agitation is a part of it. Aggravation is a part of it. Those of you that get aggravated and want to leave, remember, when you make your boss look good, you'll be promoted. Even if your boss gets on your nerves, you don't walk off the job and say, I'm going home, check me out later. No, you finish your course. You go in the bathroom and pray like those women out at NASA did. The Hidden Figures. You got the calculations to bring the vehicle back into orbit. But because you're of a different color, they don't want to hear what you say. You got to walk 2 miles to go to a bathroom right there at NASA. The reason why you got your job is because somebody endured something. You wouldn't even be around, and you're throwing in the towel because there's a few rough days, or you didn't like the way the email was written. When a lady's got to walk 2 miles one way just to relieve herself or drink from the colored coffee. Listen to me. The church should be strong now. We're descendants of those who endured much pain, not only ethnicity, not only the pain that came to ethnicities, but we got people who were martyred because they loved Jesus. You want to wear a collar? The reason why there's a collar is because it represents those who were beheaded for Jesus. Now, a lot of people want to come to church and say, "Preach, Bishop," but how many of us can endure hardness as a good soldier? I don't think stewardship is hard. It's just the system. It's just God's way of keeping us in order. Well, I'm preaching anyway. Organizations tend to suffer from misalignments. Churches suffer from misalignments. Families suffer because we overspend. A bankruptcy in the 21st century can be devastating. It may take years to rebound. We must be careful with misalignments. Families suffer, organizations suffer from misalignments. Glory to God. Misalignment of ownership and failure to execute strategic plans. Failure to execute strategic initiatives. As a pastor here, I'm learning how to embrace my corporate side. That is, I do staff meetings. We do staff meetings every Tuesday. If you're a leader in the ministry, you're welcome to come to the staff meeting and sit with us so you can see how we do things in a practical way. There is a spiritual side to staff meetings here at the church, but there's also a pragmatic side. I need to know what's happening in your sector. Okay, you're the leader. You like to say, "I'm the leader." Then what have you done with your sector? Do you even come to church? Are you connected with the word? Does it touch you? Does it shift you? Is the word for the people who work for you, or the word for you and for them? Do you live by it? Are you accountable to anybody? Your work isn't done until I get a report. I need you to report up. I need something. What's happening with worship? I need to know what's happening with worship. Talk to me. Come and talk to me. I really want to see you. Can I talk to you? I need to know what's happening in your sector. You can't fake it until you make it. Are you meeting with your team? I ask you to meet with them every week in practice. Are you doing it? Are you doing it via Zoom, or do you come in person? I need to know what's happening with operations. What's going on with the ministry here? Why haven't we had a board meeting? What's up with that? Where are our new officers? Have they been vetted? What's going on in the ministry? Stewardship. Good. This is what I do every Tuesday. Well, I never had a church where the pastor was asking questions like that. Well, this is where we are in the 21st century. I have to do it. If you're a leader of a ministry, you can't just sit around. You got to pull people together. You got to talk to them. What are you doing? Do you know anything about what we're doing here? Have you come into compliance? How is your personal walk with God? Tell me about it. I see you throwing your hands up in worship, but I don't see you taking a tithing envelope. Do you support the ministry? I couldn't get no help, man. I do this every Tuesday. What's going on with Awaken? What's happening, Pastor Sabrina, with Grief Share? Pastor Sabrina, this is what's going on. What's happening with it? What's happening with the counseling wing? Tell me about it. She gives me the report. What's happening with facilities? I need to know what's going on the north end. Tell me what's happening in the kingdom. What's happening with special events? Are we in compliance? Is our attitude right? Tell me what's happening in the ministry of education with our children. What's going on with parents? I know we're bottled in right now. We don't have room to expand, but we got to use and maximize the space that we have. Tell me about the executive. You represent the executive. Tell me what's happening with that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What about pastoral care? Pastor Green, I need to know what's happening in the ministries from the from that executive point of view. I need to know what's happening with the ministries from an organizational point of view. Are you meeting with teams? Are you talking to leaders about bettering themselves or what you can do to enhance them? That's what happens in our staff meeting. The initiatives that we put out, and if you don't inspect what you expect, people start developing attitudes. I want you to think about it. If you roll past a house and there was grass growing up in the driveway and the yard wasn't cut, what would you say about what's going on inside that house? Come on, you can talk to me. You say something happened along the way. Grass is growing up in the driveway. There's no manicure of it. Usually what you see in the yard is happening in the house. Usually. Glory to God. A lot of times if you see bad behavior in little boys, you can cut their hair and it would change. Because hair is tied to it, to behavior. Especially for little boys. You say, well, Bishop, how do you know that? I've been around. I've seen it. I've had single parents that their boy, they let the boy's hair just grow and they're having behavior problems. And I say, cut his hair. Oh, he start crying. As soon as the hair get cut, things change. When you go in the military, first thing they do is take out clippers. Zing, 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 zing. Why do they cut your hair? Because they realize if I take your hair off, I'm going to change you. At least you'll be more open to instruction. Well, how do you know that? Because I've been around. Thank you, Lord. Don't do it to little girls. The Bible says that the glory of a woman is her hair. So you don't shave her when you're upset. But you deal with the boys different than you deal with girls. I can't get no help, but I'm going to preach anyway. I never read that in a book. You don't have to. Your bishop told you. And I'm telling you what works. Thank you, Lord. While leaders, we're talking about leadership accountability. While leaders are ultimately responsible for systems, for the church, for families, we're ultimately responsible for the accountability. You're ultimately responsible for the accountability in your organization. In your organizational structure, in the church in which you lead. I believe your participation helps the operation. It helps the operation to contribute to the overall wellness of the entire body of Christ. So if you have a system in the church that you're responsible for, you have a ministry that you're responsible for. I want you to give me just what you give or maybe more. I want you to give it to me just like you would give it to someone on the job. If you're a manager on the job, you come into compliance. I want you to do the same thing here, same level. Same level. Whatever you do in the community, I want you to bring it here. If you go to work on time, I want you to be to work on time here or worship on time. If you're a professional and you have the ability to put your white girl voice on, I want you to do it when you talk to me. Don't give me Ebonics. You know what I'm saying? No, I don't want that. Just the way you deal with people in the community, I want you to bring it here. Good morning, everyone. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. It's time now to get busy. That's what I'm looking for. No, what's up? What's up? What's up? Don't bring that to me. Ain't no what's up. I'm running a 21st century ministry. God put me in charge of it, and I want you to do like I do. Thank you, Lord. When you deal with your kids, don't talk Ebonics. Give them the King's English. They're going to school and they got the shift. Well, Mama said Miami. She didn't say Miami. Trick of negatives. I ain't got no nothing. Never mind. That don't work in public school. You got to tell them like you want them to succeed. You got to show them and be a good steward over what you're managing.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you are blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, Trust, the Result of Accountability, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2403-0308. That's reference number 2403-0308.
The City of Palm Bay invites you and your entire family to the Palm Bay Multicultural Festival on Saturday, March 23rd. Celebrate culture through dance, music, and hands-on activities showcased in different countries worldwide. This free, fun event is from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Fred Pope Park in Palm Bay.
Avatar Inspired Men, you are invited to join Bishop Clark and special guests for this month's fellowship on Saturday, March 9th at 9 a.m. High school seniors, the $1,000 ICANN scholarship is for you if you plan to attend a historically black college and university immediately after graduation. The application period is open until Saturday, March 30th. Visit ICANNscholar.com for the requirements and to submit your application. Email ICANN2scholar@gmail.com with any questions. Career and College Prep Ministry, in partnership with Team Success, will meet on Saturday, March 9th at 1 p.m. at the CARE Learning Center to prepare for Innovation Games, a STEM competition composed of underwater robotics for 4th through 12th grade students. Head to the Truth Reveal website or the mobile app to register your children today. Email career.college@truthrevealed.org for more information.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.